Over the last 5 years, 250,000 Tennesseans have lost the right to drive legally. That's the result of an uncommon state law that makes license suspensions mandatory if drivers can't afford to pay court fees and traffic fines. A new lawsuit accuses the state of violating the constitutional rights of low-income Tennesseans. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Early in the morning in a Rutherford County courtroom, dozens of people are already piling in. Most have been charged with driving on a revoked license.
I have to drive. I mean, I got 7 kids and a mortgage, so I have to go to work. It's just a chance I have to take.
Anthony Carter has been in the courtroom before. It all started in 2013 when he racked up some traffic tickets across the county line in Nashville. He couldn't afford to pay in full, so his license was suspended, but that meant he couldn't get to his construction job. Then, he was arrested for driving on a revoked license and finally was given an option to make payments, but only on the new fees.
They make you do probation until you can pay it off, and then you got probation fees on top of that, $45 a month, on top of whatever you're trying to pay off.
He still didn't get his license back and kept getting pulled over. Each time he was arrested, his debt multiplied.
I just got out, just did 6 months.
Carter, like the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, are trapped in what the attorneys call a vicious cycle of debt from which escape is virtually impossible. Josh Spickler, who is executive director of the legal nonprofit Just City, says the current law makes no distinction between someone who won't pay and someone who simply can't.
That means that people who are unable to pay the court debt don't have protection simply because they're poor.
Spickler notes that a license isn't suspended if someone owes other kinds of court debt.
We have a very, very important public interest in the state of having good drivers and licensed drivers on our streets, but a poor driver does not make a bad driver.
The lawsuit highlights Rutherford County, where almost 9,000 licenses were suspended due to non-payment over 5 years. The suit alleges that court clerks routinely failed to inform people they could enter into a payment plan and get a restricted license. The state does have a new policy to get people back on the road, but only after their license has been suspended in the first place. As for Anthony Carter, he's finally worked out a payment plan with Rutherford County, but he still has problems in Nashville with the tickets that pushed him into the cycle in the first place.
They're telling me that my tickets are too old to be put on a payment plan, so that's holding me up from getting my license.
Carter says he wants to pay. He just has to figure out how. For now, to avoid any further snowballing of debt, his wife, with their 7 kids in tow, shows up to drive him from court to the construction site. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.